Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Guess what decision we're about to make?
Horrible decision.
Does anybody want some of this coffee? Because I don't need any more.
What's your coffee order?
Chai tea latte with almond milk. It used to be oat milk, but the best coffee order, I don't know if you've ever had this, brown sugar shaken espresso with oat milk.
Oh, yes. That's fire.
What I order. That tastes like breakfast.
With an extra shot of espresso.
Same. Why do we say espresso? Is it ghetto?
It's espresso.
It's what?
Espresso.
Who said that?
Italians, because I've also been there.
Jesus. I ain't gonna hold you.
You haven't been in Italy?
No.
I feel like as someone that likes food.
But see, now I can't eat all them carbs. So I should have went when I was a fat bitch. Damn. I'm not gonna be able to eat all that pasta and stuff. Like, I literally don't like carbs. I now have to go back to Asia because I like raw food. I need all the raw shit. Give me all the raw shit. Raw dick and all. Not really, but just saying. don't do that.
Just angle yours like.
Like a penis?
Yes.
Yep.
Mm-hmm, right there. Good. All right, cool. All right, ready?
You ain't getting none of that?
I did. But...
We should definitely keep that
welcome
in.
Welcome to our podcast. It's called Horrible Decisions, and we like to eat and drink coffee.
Woo!
We're old.
I can't believe we have the same coffee order.
Are you really surprised?
I am surprised because we don't have shit in common. But now a coffee order?
Y'all have mad shit.
Always says that.
But also, I say espresso.
It's not.
Fuck them.
They made it.
Hey.
It's not like I'm that bad where I'm out here saying.
You know what it's giving, Mandy? It's giving, I don't need to call it oxtail.
I hate an S on the end.
Oxtails?
Oh my God.
I'm just saying, you sound like a white woman complaining about.
Fuck out of here.
What about moist?
That's an English word. I'm saying it like an English word. And bitch, we say espresso. The same way, I don't know what country it originated from. Bitch, I just started watching College Hill on BET. Bitch, why do all of us, our community, why do we say ambulance?
We don't.
No, you have to watch College Hill on BET. It literally, everyone that is on there from fucking India Love, Slim Thug, NeNe Leakes, everybody was like, because fucking Stacey Dash was so extra. And it was like, yeah, man, the ambulance came. Ambulance. Everybody in green screen said ambulance. Swear to God.
Okay, see, this is the thing.
Swear to God.
I do think country niggas say things differently.
Okay, I'm trying to think if anyone is from the West Coast.
Because, like, ambulance, like.
See, you just said it.
No,
I know. How you say it?
No.
How do you say it?
I say ambulance.
Oh.
I'm a nigga, but I also.
Like, look. When they were saying it, I was like, I don't think this is right, but everyone is
now,
saying
bitch,
it.
Now, bitch, I may not be able to say pillow.
You don't. You just said it right, though.
I know, because I was
so
trying.
So you know how to say it. You just choose to say it wrong.
Can I, speaking of being a nigga, let me tell you guys something that I got really fucking judged for.
Okay.
So I recently moved into a new place in LA, and it's a house, and I only moved into a house because I really want to buy a house, and my homegirl Liz was like, you have to live in it first to experience it. Few things about living in a house. One, I wanted a backyard so I could invite people over and kick it. I wanted a front porch because I wanted to like smoke and talk shit about people as they walk. And also like, I'm kind of tired of living in like a building, whatever. Living in a house is terrifying because you're so close to like the street. And I grew up in a house, but for some reason, living as a single woman, I'm like, holy shit. Nigga, I got a gun within 48 hours of being in a house. I was like, I cannot. No, my mom was like, please don't get a gun because it's going to be illegal. And I was like, do you want me dead or do you want them dead?
California, it's not illegal.
I know, but I just
you got an illegal gun?
I didn't have enough time.
So it's illegal. You telling the world you got an illegal gun, bitch?
I'm telling the world I'll shoot you if you run up in my shit.
Bro, we just be telling on ourselves.
Allegedly.
Little pod here.
Allegedly. Man, I have.
Allegedly. Can we add allegedly?
No, fuck allegedly. I'm fucking strapped.
No,
I got mad.
Where did you go purchase it from? Did you have a friend that just sold
that guns? I'm not going to talk about.
But you had someone that just knew where to get you guns.
I mean, honestly, the gun's probably legal.
So real quick, I do watch enough shows. You have to scratch off the
numbers. So I'm working on getting the license or whatever, but like I was just like, yo, I need to
get the license after you purchased it.
After you purchased
it. I'm going to get my own kind of gun. I just was like, I called this nigga on UW Trapping.
And which
I was like,
man gave you this gun?
I ain't going to hold you.
He's not a person on the pod.
You got to scratch that shit off, bro. Because what if there's a body on that shit?
Bro, I'm going to be real with you. Right. I thought about calling Lambo, but you know he don't live in LA anymore. And I didn't want him to bring one of his niggas over there because I didn't want to have to fuck him. But anyway.
That's not, okay.
Well, then you technically could have got it for free. You could have got a gun for free if you fucked him, right?
Mandy.
You could have gave him the
out here fucking for free guns?
This is crazy.
They just be sucking dick for weed all the time. I think you could
I just meant didn't have to fuck him because his friends are fine. And then you in a house and you feeling like a man.
You wouldn't have fucked one of his friends for a free gun? Are guns expensive nowadays?
I'd have to assume so.
By the way, let's start off this episode with we are not for the NRA and
No. Not automatic
rifles. We're here for gun control.
I'm just talking about like run up in my shit, you getting shot.
Like a pistol.
But anyway, so I got whatever. This is in the house. I forgot where I was going. Oh yeah. So everybody had been coming over, helping me with shit. Dangly Aaron came to hang shit. My mom flew in to help me with shit. And for some reason, everybody wanted to judge my welcome mat, which is watermelons. And
wait, you bought that on purpose?
Yeah.
You bought a floor mat for the entrance of your house, and it's watermelons.
It's a welcome mat because I...
Does it say welcome?
No, it just has watermelons.
It just has watermelons?
So wait. My homeboy rings the doorbell. Shout out to Prince.
I'm excited about the verse.
Did not ring the doorbell. He came to my house. He saw this shit. He said, nigga, is that watermelons on your welcome mat? I said, yeah. He said, when you ring the doorbell, does it also say, love that chicken from Popeyes?
What's crazy about me, I have the most niggerish, they took it out of it.
What is it?
Mine said, bitch, don't wear no shoes in the house.
Okay, oh, they're right. The girl that sent it.
So that was out front of my door for weeks. I think the neighbors didn't like it. The building said that it wasn't allowed to.
This
is when I was in the Bronx. Bitch, I paid a rent here.
Oh,
in the
that's
building.
True. Why? That's kind of, they don't.
The neighbors said I couldn't have that mat for whatever. Maybe because bitch was on it.
Were there children?
And there's children.
That?
I mean, fuck them. They
also,
can't
isn't it New York?
Rent. What the fuck?
I use colorful language. What's their fucking problem?
Bro.
Fuck out of here.
Literally. Who are y'all?
I really appreciate. Shout out to all the parents that don't censor around their kids. Like, I've been to lunch with a few friends in the last few years.
Yeah, but when them kids start cussing, it's like,
My homegirl says all the time, and I'll never forget it. I was sitting with her and my mom, and I kept saying, fuck, and I excused myself. She was like, you're an adult. She's a child. That's not worth it. Don't even worry about it.
Like, oh, yeah, I say that all the time. Bitch, I ain't push no kid on my coochie.
The only thing
say
I
what
don't
I
talk
say.
About is, I won't get super vulgar about sex.
I will. I was at Fun Spot, God damn, I love some sucking big old dick right in front of kids. And my mom was like, oh my God. And then she had a shot and then she stopped telling me to stop it.
Yeah, she got it.
But I was at Fun Spot in Orlando.
And my watermelon mat is ghetto?
That's not ghetto saying I like to suck dick. Fuck them kids. First off, it was the middle of the week. I said, why are you not in school?
Do you like watermelon?
Yeah. I've never seen you eat watermelon.
But do you love watermelon?
Yo, don't test my blackness.
No,
right
that's
now.
Not testing. First of all, that's not testing.
Wait, that's a testing of blackness. Wait,
no, because he said you love watermelon
because
like that.
Enough to have it as a fruit in your welcome
mat. I actually just said watermelon is actually tastes like water unless you put the tajin on it.
Dude.
And then it's good as fuck. I know they can't believe for saying that. You gotta put fucking seasoning on fucking watermelon.
No. How but watermelon good is it would if get you, got you a skinny. You can do a watermelon diet. I'm gonna be real with y'all. I'm sorry if this triggering somebody. I'm on my Lori Harvey right now. I'm on some serious diet culture. And I know I'm drinking this.
I mean,
that's not very
that's low calorie
diet of you.
Actually, that's a venti.
It's 110.
And it's
110. It's 110 calories.
Girl.
It's water with some chai
it's
tea and almond milk.
It's a lot of carbs.
You can suck my dick.
Wow.
They don't have watermelon.
Wow.
Almonds are carbs?
Yeah.
Is butter a carb?
Yeah.
Let me go back to the house. So being in a fucking house is so scary, bro.
Too quiet.
Alone? Oh my God. Don't get me wrong. I've got the cameras. I've got the security sensors when you walk outside. Nigga, I had a 6 a.m. flight, so I had to leave at 4 a.m. I was outside Nina, I was trying to tell Nina, let's bark if something's going down. So I just kept getting louder and louder in case somebody was out there to kill me. I was like, yes, babe, I'll be right back. Yes, I'm outside. Are you coming too? I was just making shit up. Bruh, it's so dark. And I live in a really busy area. I live in West Hollywood. I was still fucking scared. I don't know what it is, but there's a weird thing about LA to me for some reason that feels so much more empty and scary in New York.
Because niggas get shot and they rob houses out there, even in Calabasas.
I mean,
we don't love niggas like celebrities.
But like, no.
Niggas just do pow.
I'm
right
just
down.
Saying like New York has a heavy crime, a big crime rate too, right? But I don't never be scared, dog.
It's weird. I feel more safe in New York than when I go to fucking Atlanta. Because nigga, like,
me too.
We here, y'all niggas, well, now they're checking your social media. Look up the new gun laws. They're allowing now people to get guns in New York, which is now going to make me a little scarier. But here, to know that, like, niggas can't really carry that shit, I be good out here. When I be in Atlanta and my friends be yelling in cars, I be like, stop, they'll shoot us. Like, I be so scared in Georgia. I just feel like niggas just going to run up, steal your car while you pump gas. All my friends got their windows broken into.
Damn.
And really?
All of them. I have multiple friends who have had cars stolen. One of my friend's cars, she had a fucking Range Rover. It got stolen at the gas pump. She was pumping her gas. They hopped in the car and drove off with her fucking shit. Literally, they're busting windows in Atlanta. Atlanta is a scary fucking place. They literally just actually put something in the city of Atlanta. If a business has two violent crimes within a 2-year time span, the city can set a curfew.
If the business, what do you mean?
A business. So like, say now, how you know certain clubs, like we used to go outside. We used to, because I don't be in clubs no more. But say you go to a club and you know motherfuckers be fighting or shooting and it has like a history of that. In Atlanta, Georgia, if you have two violent crimes, the city can put a curfew on your business or shut you down.
Nigga, I felt like we was going to have one when they was standing outside that damn hallway. I said, what's going to happen?
Gosh.
Oh, yeah.
Bro, like, what the
I was
fuck?
Like, yeah.
Dude, honestly, can I just make y'all
go
laugh?
Go ahead. Make us laugh.
Let it out.
Because this is really funny to me.
Make us laugh. Uh-oh.
And this is petty, but
you love being petty.
I don't care.
Petty queen.
So I want to say a few things that need to preface why this is hilarious to me, this whole situation. When WTF came about a year and a half ago, one of the main reasons this studio is built the way it is, and I said it even yesterday to you, Yomi, as a photographer in here, when we used to record Horrible Decisions, we used to use different spaces and have to bring in cameramen, bring in a photographer, because that was the level of attention that a show like this needed. And I believe all shows need that kind of attention. So it was like, why not build not just the podcast set, but the cameras to go with it, because it's fucking needed. And funny enough, like, now, some of those studios are doing the same thing and bringing cameras in because it makes sense. People want video. So that is something that we offer that is actually a tier of how engineers get paid, like to break another level, right? Because we make more money, so they make more money when you add on video. This is not an Eventbrite space. This is not an Airbnb. You can't rent it by the hour without someone being present. So why the fuck would you leave a Google review and tell me?
Oh, wait, they left Google reviews? See, I didn't know.
Oh,
I didn't
girl,
know
they said
this.
That this was for a beginner podcaster.
That's cute.
Wait, they left a Google review for real?
So, swear to God, Mandy, this was last week when I was in. Son, Alex was
no.
like, what?
No, they didn't.
Mad about me not letting them bring their cameras in. Also berated me about not bringing their cameras in. Like basically saying, why? And I'm like, bro, this is not how our business models run. Go somewhere. Like, I don't know what to say. I mean, I even made the point about how engineers make more money. And then also, a lot of the reason was kind of like the camera quality, because these cameras are of a certain quality. So it was like, what if the clips aren't a certain way or whatever? Like, just didn't want it. Also, like, you'd have to move our shit around. Are you going to replace $40,000? No. So, like, stop. Just let me run my shit the way it is, or you don't have to come. It's a fucking add-on. They also made mention that we can't add an intro or outro sound. Do you really think a fucking studio of this caliber can't do that? It's a fucking add-on. You don't want to spend the money to add on cameras, fine. But don't berate me and talk about how my shit ain't shit and it's for beginners because I won't let you bring your cameras in. Because I'll tell you what a beginner is. Someone that needs to build their shit from the ground up. You know why people fucking invest in doing this? Because they don't have the fucking time because they're not a fucking beginner.
I bet you can't do that shit again.
What?
Yeah.
That shit is hard. I like really don't appreciate people like trying to tell me how to run my shit. And then we'll like, I understand a fair review. If you had a poor experience or someone treated you badly here or someone fucked your shit up. That makes sense for a bad review. Don't tell me because I won't let you bring in cameras. That's a problem. How many times have we had to tell people no?
A lot.
A lot.
Yeah.
And guess what? Don't come back or book the cameras here. That's the way it fucking works. This is not one of those places where cameras aren't available. So sorry, if it ain't mine, is it? And I cannot fucking believe these niggas said that was for beginners. What?
I mean, you know, it is.
No, it's not what it is. I don't know what you mean.
I mean, we still booked up.
Hello? The fuck are you talking about?
Booking right after this and the one after this and the one after this and the two rooms that we got here and in LA. You know what I'm
Thank you, son.
Fuck out of here.
Now, if there was an empty room where you could bring your equipment in, I believe you can find that on Splacer. You can go to the other podcast studios where they'll fucking be empty for you. But why? It's not a podcast studio otherwise. It's an Airbnb to me. So no, you knew what it was. Don't do me like that. And that shit had me fucking livid.
I mean, realistically, that's something that both of y'all have to exhibit in having studios in the sense of like, you know, like, you know that this is a place that someone can see you one day somewhere at some time.
And oh, yeah.
Like, you know what? Let's all be professional here and just be cool.
It's so crazy. That's where I'm at, too. Like, I have the gate that comes down. I have cameras in all the rooms.
Yeah.
But, like, my name is on the door.
Yeah.
Like, WTF. Everyone knows what this is. And
dudes are weird.
It's weird. Like, my friends are like, oh, my God, you don't have security? No. Like, it's weird because I still don't feel like we're that level of celebrity where we need. I mean, we are definitely.
Y'all?
No, we're. Oh, but not to needing like. Not to needing like.
Security.
Security when I go out to eat and shit like that. No. Like, my friends be so shocked that I just be like, yeah, so I'm going to hop on the train real quick. They're like, you are?
People
like,
fucking bug out about me taking the subway and judge me taking the train from JFK.
My homegirl was like, you have to go to the studio right now, right? And I was like, yeah, I'm going to hop on the train. She said, without a mask, but also, why aren't you taking a car? I'm like, bitch, because I could just hop on the L and go straight there. Like, she's like, you're hopping on the train? I'm like, yeah. Like, literally just
I saw done, Kid Fury like, on a train, like, 8 years ago. It was, like, a really, before I had a podcast, and I remember thinking he was crazy. Like, you're a...
No, this is fucking New York.
But it's real. Like, we're fucking real people. Like, I want to, like, speak to people if they say hi to me on the train. That's cool. But also, like, I don't like that niggas think I don't know. The JFK experience recently, this girl was judging me, Mandy. She's like, I can't believe you ain't take an Uber from the airport. I was like, bro, I'm right off the jet. Like, what do you mean? Like, what's the fucking big deal? And honestly, sometimes it's quicker. You know,
it would be way quicker.
It do.
I mean, I only cut off 6 minutes, but I saved $32.
It's only $30 for you to get to JFK?
No. I'm talking about coming here from my studio.
Oh.
Like, the time wise.
That's what I'm saying. Nigga, we normal.
Yeah.
But not.
I mean, yeah.
I don't know. But yeah, like, I say that to say it too. Like, just with women, like, I feel like we're all happy to be back outside again and just kind of, like, feeling free. But, like, fuck that. Niggas is hungry out here and crazy.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid Kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Health Aid Kombucha.
I wanted to get into, because this episode I wanted to do some manifestation shit. Anything that you want for your dick dating love life this, maybe before the summer ends.
It's crazy. We talked about this an episode or two ago. I'm not manifesting anything with men right now.
No,
what about with women?
No, anything. No, not love, not dick, not niggas. Like, the excitement of, like, my studio is, like, really exciting. My first guest literally just got done having an interview with Neo. Neo's great, by the way. If you haven't yet, self-explanatory, out now, get it. It's amazing. And just spending time with my friends. Like, I'm going to Vegas. We're going to do the Usher residency.
Ooh.
I'm making... So excited about that. Especially after his fucking NPR...
How much were the tickets?
Oh, bitch, they're all over. Like, and UTA and WME can't get it. Been asking. Don't work. Usher said no one's getting comps for me. They are... Depending on where we decide to sit, they're all over 200, though.
Maybe
400. We're going on, like, a Wednesday night.
Oh, I looked at the weekend.
Oh, yeah, no. We're going on Wednesday. My friend is going to be there for a conference for her company. So she's there literally Sunday to Thursday. So we're doing all the off days.
Bro, Usher in Vegas date night.
And see, fuck it. I'm like, I'm going with Adriana and Crystal. And I'm like, bitch, y'all ready? Like,
I went with my mom. I had mad fun before.
We're going to go out to dinner. So to me, like, again, y'all have listened to this pod for the last 2 years now with my ex. It was so emotionally draining that now, like, there's a bit of excitement in the freedom I have right now. Like, there was a lot of conversations regarding check-in, just letting someone know where I was at, letting someone know about my day. Like, that, I realized, like, was another job. And so I'm like, I'm good right now. Like, I'm working. I'm excited. I have, like, different employees coming in. I'm, like, I'm just, like, excited about what the rest of the 6 months looks like. Like, we have... This month, we have Black Effect Podcast Festival.
Ooh.
We have the Envision Festival. We are about to go back on tour. I'm starting to do little pop-ups with, like, to just have done the BET Awards. My show for MTV is dropping. I don't care about these niggas. And to be fair, I got two of my old niggas back in the tuck. Blah, blah, blah.
Wow.
Whenever I need them niggas, they pull it up. And then one was actually, like, he's spontaneous. This my nigga that couldn't really watch basketball with my ex with.
Oof.
He's still on my fucking phone. And he's like, come here tomorrow. I'm not going to say where he lives. He's like, come here tomorrow. And I'm like, nigga, I can't. I interview Neo. I can come next week. So there's even still like,
bah.
I can't even fucking travel and be a hoe. So to me, there's no manifesting right now. Love, relationship, dick. I did that and I got it and it was great. I just kind of want to live right now.
Well, I'll tell you, my dating manifestations are not necessarily a person rather than situations. I've been bi-coastal for almost a year now, and this shit is mad fun, but I never have had two people in two cities, like, truly. And I feel like the best scenario could be... No.
Like, no. Two people as in, like, in one trip, you'll have two.
Well, yeah, what do you mean by that?
Partners. Like, I really didn't feel like... Because I was dating Old Bay, but, like, it wasn't really feeling like... Like, there was BDD, there was Old Bay, but it didn't feel like... One was like this is my person. This one's just dick. Like, I actually really want to try a little poly right now in two cities.
Oh.
Where I really, like, you know, I'm doing my thing. And I also want one of them to be a woman. I think that I've been making the joke that niggas ain't shit, so I need to go back to girls. But that's not really the only reason. I think I just genuinely need to be with a woman alone again. I've had so many threesomes over the years. That made me sound terrible. But there's a lot of threesomes. So I would love that. And I really fucking want a goddamn Euro fling. I got mad faith for London because they're my type. And then also, I was thinking about it. I was like, the flights aren't that expensive. Like, it's only a 6-hour flight.
Not if you in LA, bitch. That shit is 11.
Right. But when I'm on the East Coast, London's like right there. And it's like, oh my gosh.
No.
Not really. Because this is what I'm thinking.
You rich, you got.
When I'm in New York,
I ain't flying no bitch out. These prices went high.
They pilots, are for the pilots for the summer.
Are striking. Gas prices is up, nigga. Y'all should have hopped on them flights when I was offering when they were $17 during COVID.
Man, look, I would love a little tri-coastal D. Okay, because
tri-coastal. What's tri-coastal?
I don't know.
So you want coast? What is a tri-coastal?
It's not transcontinental because that's only in the country. So I'm just saying, maybe it'll be L.A., New York, and London. If I could just fuck niggas in all of those, that would be really fun for me, just until I meet my mate. Because
I ain't gonna hold you. You might want to get a smaller city. To me, those are like the hotspot cities. Them niggas be dots. They fuck everything. You gotta get you like Yeah, she said L.A., New York, London. I need you to get somebody.
I don't want to go to a smaller
Seattle,
city.
Austin, Texas, and let's do something random.
See,
let's
that's
do,
the problem. I need to get to the bag when I'm in the cities, right? Like, I'm going to be making money when I'm in London. I make money when I'm here. I make money when I'm in L.A., so I need to knock them out. My loves are love. My favorite.
You need condoms with all of them. Those cities, them I mean, niggas, yeah, you can't.
I hope you use condoms.
If these niggas are going to be fucking other people.
I don't know where Mandy got that I wouldn't use condoms with niggas that I'm just saying.
She's like, ugh.
I mean, you just took a Plan B in January.
Ooh.
Okay. And what about it?
And you almost
had
that's
it. That's why I said you don't use condoms when you like a nigga. That's all.
That's not true. I literally said I had fucked up. I don't not use condoms when I like a nigga.
Okay.
But I know you like to bring that up.
Okay. Carrie, no, you brought it up. Go ahead. My bad.
I'm just going to be out here just fucking every nigga raw. No. Like, I made him a fucking mistake like a lot of humans do, which is why Plan B is available and there's access to it. But
does it have to be tricoastal?
I don't know. Like, so I've been wanting to like kind of explore a little bit outside of LA and New York, and I'm so tired of being just there. And in London, it's so easy to bounce around. It's also they speak English. So it's just like, yeah, I'll be all right. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like when I'm in Italy, I may not meet my type. You know what I'm saying? Or may meet like too many niggas. I might have like an Italian moment, but also London's super easy to get to. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not like you're fucking traveling a little bit further. Like, it's still kind of like a metro city. And so I feel like they got their own scene and I have friends there. Like, I feel like I'm going to be able to be good.
Yeah.
But I really would like that. And when I say poly, like, I'm not a poly person, but since I'm just dating now until I meet, obviously, like, the perfect person for me, I think that's what I want. I'm a real relationship person, and I always have been. As long as you've heard this podcast, like, I've always been a relationship type of girl. So I feel like if I just have people to scratch my itch, that'll be cool. I have a date that's coming up I'm really excited about.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I met him on Raya months ago, and then kind of just reconnected with him. He lives between New York and Europe, black and cute. I think he's a filmmaker, an artist. I don't know, but he looks like one of those types. But I'm like, damn, what if I fall in love with this nigga? And then I can have a little summer love and be traveling off of his dime. That's the type
That'd be the problem with women.
What? Mm, speak on it.
We be getting into this idea of what a man can be, and they let us down every time.
I know.
Like, we get into, like, I've met, like, I remember even talking about Nebraska. You guys been listening to the pod?
Is that the science guy?
No, that's the, he used to work for a large bank. But he's from Nebraska, and met him when I lived in Singapore. And I was like, ooh, this is great. He works for a bank. I'm going to be an accountant. This will be great. I did the same thing with Lawyer Bay. Got with him my first year of college, becoming an accountant. He was in his last year to become a lawyer. And I was like, ooh, great. He's going to be a lawyer. I'm going to be an accountant. I'm going to be a CPA. This is going to be great. I've met ball players where I'm like, ooh.
I like basketball.
No, but no, just like, ooh, I could be a housewife. I'm going to go to the games. I'm going to dress fly. I'm going to wear these things. Like, a lot of times we envision what a man can be so early that that's where we let ourselves down.
I mean, I try to keep low expectations, but I'm not good at it.
Yeah. All women. A lot of women come in
I think I'm way worse than most, actually.
You're worse than most.
Yeah.
And I think all women are really bad with that. So if you're worse than most women, that's nuts.
I think I'm worse because I'm really like, I'm a true Pisces. There's a clip of a girl going around where she goes, I romanticize things and I make up a script in my mind and the person doesn't lead up. You saw that girl?
Yes.
And the person doesn't lead up to the script and mad people sent me that shit. Not just mad random people. Like my friends are like, look at yourself.
Look. Can you see it? Pull up the mirror. No. This is the mirror. Oh, no, you said it was a mirror.
But also, like, I can't help it. That's the shit that keeps me awake at night.
I can't help it.
Because I'm like a dreamer in a lot of things in life, which is a good thing. But I can't stop it when it comes to love. Like, I want to know that every time I walk outside, especially in New York, I don't know why I get like that. I'm like, oh my God, what if my husband's out here and I fall down and he has to pick me up like Charlotte and Trey in Sex and the City?
I was just about to say, it's so crazy that you have this expectation. Considering the show that you quote more than anything on this pod is Sex and the City, and all them bitches really had some fucked up relationships. Like, none of them really had their happily ever after with any of the men that they were trying to have a happily ever after with.
Nah, we had to wait for the movie 10 years later, bro. But I'm just saying, I still like got that little bit of hope in me. It's so sad and fucking terrible. And there's this clip of Charlamagne and Andrew talking about me years ago, and I'll never forget it because Andrew's like, yeah, like Weezy hadn't had sex in a long time. Like she's waiting for the right guy. And Charlamagne goes, well, she'll never find that. He's so right.
Ouch.
They don't exist.
So maybe the tarot card reader knew Charlamagne. Maybe they co-conspired for your reading.
I just look like an abortion. That's basically what she said. Mandy brings up. Damn. She's like, you don't use cotton like that. I just look like an abortion whore. So. Okay. So let's get into some vanilla shit. It's a little bit of blend into the hors d'oeuvre too. There's a show on TLC called I Love a Mama's Boy. And I don't know if anyone has seen this clip, but it's a guy who is getting married. And I'm sorry, it's disgusting. He's getting married. And so they're filming him and his mom and the fiance out shopping, doing whatever. And he's just all over his mom. He keeps talking about how she's hot. He keeps saying all these things about how...
This is his real mom.
Yeah. About how she's a MILF and he's proud of his MILF mom. And like then they learn of Mother Son Dance. And during the Mother Son Dance, he wants to do it to sexual healing.
Ah.
And it's so cringy that the fucking guy who's doing it thought it was a joke. He's talking to his mom.
Not afraid of it. Looks like they're more together than we are.
It looks like they're together.
And it sometimes feels like it's my mom's big day. You know, it is Lena's wedding. And I mean, I just need to remember to think that Lena is the bride. It's
remember to think that his partner is the bride and not his mom. Like, he has this crazy fucking obsession with his mom, dog. And it's so crazy.
Have you ever dated a mama's boy?
Not that bad. Not that bad.
How bad?
The dude I dated that loved Jesus, he was just very, like... That made me sound such a fucking atheist. Okay. Basically, like, they would just hold each other a lot, but they were Latino, so to me, that's, like, kind of different. Like, very, like, you know, petting the hair and kisses and...
Right. Yeah, he's Latino.
What do you mean by holding each other a lot?
Yeah, what is...
I don't know. His mom was just... I don't know. Even in pictures I've seen with you and your mom, she just seems very loving. And a lot of Latin people are, so... Was she not?
No, I mean, she wasn't. I'm not from an affectionate family whatsoever.
Okay.
I'm like...
But, like, she was just really kissy.
Like she would put his head in her bosom?
Not bosom.
Not the bosom.
The bosom.
But, like, maybe, like, just stroking his hair or, like, brushing his hair back or holding him and kissing him a lot. But she lived in Venezuela, so she wasn't here often. But that, to me, was, kind of close. And it didn't come off as strange, but I just knew it was a very intense love there. But also, like... I don't know. A lot of my friends that are Latino act like that, bro. They hold my hand, they be kissing me and all this shit.
I mean, we are affectionate overall.
So and that's why
I've seen a lot of
people. Well, yeah, like you meet people and you kiss them. That shit. And then I forget, some people do one cheek, others do both. I don't ever know the different countries.
Some people do the mouth.
Who does the mouth?
Oh.
Who is just out here kissing strangers?
Tom Brady be kissing his son on the mouth. Wait,
no. Strangers, the greeting, the love.
I think that's European, isn't it?
Wait, post-COVID, niggas are still greeting people kisses in their mouth?
Yes. I heard that Brazilians do that.
What country?
Some country.
Look it up, nigga. You
Josie and Rashida went to Brazil and they said niggas is kissing them on the mouth off the first rip.
Wait, oof. What?
Josie's married now.
People said they weren't fucking.
Yeah, they were just talking about how dudes would like try to come up and kiss them. They're like, that was just a thing in Brazil.
Oh, hell no.
I've never been, but when I go,
Brazil is my place to go.
I mean, look, it's apparently a French thing, first of all.
Oh, not France, bitch.
That's why it's called a French kiss.
There you go. Common in wide range of European and Latin countries, as well as Russia and certain Arabic and sub-Saharan nations.
Shut the fuck up, but no tongue, right?
No, girl, why would I say that?
I mean, because I know a French kiss to have some tongue to that shit.
I thought a French kiss is a tongue kiss, but I guess it's just that I don't fuck it.
Nah, French kiss is a tongue kiss.
Holy shit.
Okay. What?
I just got a text from a French friend of mine who sent kisses. Oh, you heard me, bitch.
Yeah.
So anyway, long story short, that fucking shit was so fucking weird that I was like, damn, bro, this is so sick. And if we all are in the comments talking about how sick it is, why the fuck can't we stop saying daddy when we're fucking? And so apparently, listen to this, Freud... had who like I think Freudian theory. No, that was Pavlov with the dog and the bell.
No, so the for in terms of Freud, I know what you're talking about. Are you talking about moms or are you talking about daddy? Because moms, so they Freud has a thing. I love psychology.
Let me put
who
my
is Freud.
Freud.
Sigmund
like
Freud.
Yes, Sigmund Freud. He's a psychologist.
Oh, I heard about him before.
So he has a it's like a complex, like the Oedipus complex, where mm-hmm. like you want to fuck your mom.
Nah.
Yeah.
This, like, white
this
people
is an
shit.
Old
no, no, it's not
is,
white people shit.
This is psychology.
Yeah.
Where people want to fuck their mother.
So a lot of this is a daddy sub dynamic as well that we can't understand. It's a power balance. So basically, huh? Like porn.
Yeah.
So in our
brain.
So the want to fuck your
mom. Ain't mom. Stepmom technically. That's
no,
not
no, but stepmom is only on the porn because it's not legal to put mom.
The board, yeah, the borderline.
Oh, is that what
is,
it is?
Yeah. Hell yeah. The borderline is just adding the step. That's it.
Shut the fuck up.
Swear to God.
I ain't gonna hold you. I ain't never looked at none of my family members like, ooh, I wish we weren't family members. I would
you
fuck
you. You don't.
Hell no.
So I've never wanted to fuck one of my family members, but the thing that they're saying basically, I want to fuck my mom or something like that is like, it's like when guys date someone like their mom.
But what's crazy is I'm hearing the opposite now, especially, here we go, hot take, toxic take, whatever you want to call it, in the Black community specifically, with Black men dating so much out of their race. That is not the conversation anymore, because a lot of the conversation is, well, why aren't you, like, if you don't like Black women, do you not like your mom? Like, the conversation in psychologically in the Black community is that Black men don't date women that remind them of their mom. Majority, this isn't all, but this is what I'm seeing, especially with so many Black men stepping outside of their race.
I think that's just an excuse, to be honest. I think, like, niggas just like taboo shit. But, like, I don't know. I can't really relate. Like, the only thing I could think of is, like, when you had a parent that was maybe your more dominant one. I don't know. Like, my dad is great. And I know a lot of people don't have experiences, great experiences with their dad, but he is. My dad always tells me how beautiful I am and, like, tries to show me how to be, like, how I should have been treated when I was a kid by a man, whatever.
Sorry, your donkey's
going. Chivalry. But I say that to say, the first thing I think when men do certain things for me is, like, oh, this is like my dad. Or, like, I feel like I like introverted men because my dad was introvert and I saw the dynamic between him and my mom. I don't.
And this why I don't fuck with you Jamaican niggas. I would never date a nigga.
Explain.
My dad is Jamaican.
Ah.
My sorry, all of the men that I grew up seeing as adult, like, all island men. My younger sister's father is Haitian. So I grew up seeing all non-African American men. Every man that I grew up around was from the islands mm-hmm. in some shape or fashion. I think Orlando was a lot that way as well. Mm-hmm. Like, even in my middle schools and high schools, shout out Walker Middle School, shout out Oak Ridge. But all of the Black kids where I thought we're all American, right? When we would meet their parents, everyone had an accent.
Caribbean.
People spoke Creole. You know what I mean? I didn't grow up around African Americans. I grew up around Caribbean, mm-hmm. you know, culture. So the way they act, their dominance would not allow me to exist. So for you to even say that your father has such an introverted, I've seen your father also be submissive because Ms. Jewel ran the house. And that was great to see. I never saw a woman really running the house, seeing Caribbean men. They were very dominant. So to me, growing up, seeing I had more of a dominant.
So there's two things to that.
I like would never want. I never
people
wanted
have to like made comments about my mom running the house. And I realize where that comes off. But, like, my dad doesn't give a fuck about how the house is going because he didn't feel like that is his role. Money, taking care of us, just safety, things that made him feel like a man were things of his concern to where, like, he just didn't even really, like, whatever my mom was to do, just, like, whatever. He was, like, what, like, just super chill about it. And I noticed in partners that I've had that kind of just let me be free. I'm
right.
Like, oh, that's the thing about my dad. Because I still want a dominant man. And it's really because I think I saw that dynamic growing up. But I say that because I don't think that means I want to fuck my father. I just think that means, like, we can see something we like in that parent and then emulate it. But, like, we last week when we had the couple on where she was talking about how she called him daddy in front of her dad, that has actually happened to me before. And it was so embarrassing.
Why?
Because,
like, your family is more open than most. They know what you do for a living. Was this before the show?
It doesn't matter. I don't even, it just was nasty. Like, Ew. And then my
your mom comes on and says you're a dick sucking queen. You're the number one dick sucker. And
but if
you're calling someone daddy,
my
was
mom
weird?
And my dad is different.
Oh, okay.
I am like, understood. My dad thinks I'm the most innocent.
Ain't no way
in the
ain't
world,
no
bro.
Ain't no way,
he
bitch.
Does. And my dad
still wait, like today,
bro. My today. Dad
yo,
recently
yo,
said,
saying, "Oh,
my dad." I had to fly to Orlando a few weeks ago because my dad was in the hospital, and the nurse came in, and she recognized me because she said something, and like he kind of looked at me and he goes, "You know, my daughter, she famous. She talk about the sex, but this is my baby." Okay, this is my baby. She's the Oprah of sex.
Oprah of sex.
And I'm laughing that he really thinks this, but also, like, he don't even, it just it totally, it's like he detaches it. Like, his son called him and was talking about how he saw some shit about me on the internet. And my dad was like, okay. Like, he don't give a fuck because I'm his baby. So to know that I was calling another nigga daddy in front of my dad answered, bro. He was like, what? It's disgusting to think about that we fucking like this shit. But anyway, in the article, it basically talks about how the main reason, like 90% of us like saying daddy because we are not connecting it with parents. We're connecting it with power.
Of course.
And normally dads were the one that make the rules. Dads are the ones that'll fucking give you the punishment, etc. And it's like a gender role thing. And when I was fucking that Brazilian girl, the one that came on the Gold Star episode, she made me call her daddy. Or would call me daddy, like whoever was topping who, we would call the other one daddy. And that was strange for me. But something I thought that was sexy, Kristen, we had on the lesbian, she says that they didn't do that. They just called each other mommy, which I love because it's like, oh, y'all real gay.
And see, I'm so dumb. I don't really do the daddy thing. Y'all know I talk nasty. I say nut for me. I talk nuts during sex. But I realize, you know what to me is sexy? The name, and I know this is very much Trey Songz. He's, I don't know where
the
he's at with canceling. I love, like, I just fucked this nigga, right? And I ain't gonna say who it is. But every time he said Mandy, I call back his name. And maybe it's because now I know you're fucking other bitches and I'm fucking other niggas. So the fact that we even remember each other's names, it just, like, turns me on that you know my name. Because I just know you're fucking other bitch.
Dog, I thought the dangly earring nigga would say my name because I thought he was trying not to forget it.
That's what I'm saying. I like to know that you know who you fucking.
No.
So, is that not nuts? I like when a nigga be like, Mandy, oh, you know my name. And then I say his name back. I used to do that even, like, I like calling out a person's name. Because to me, even, everybody got a nickname, bitch. Sometimes I be forgetting these niggas' names. So I be thinking, damn, do they forget
baby.
My name? Yeah, that whole, baby, babe, you're not my babe, actually. We're not going together. You're not my nigga.
I will 100% accept a papi during.
I will not say papi, nigga. I am not Latina.
100% accept.
Dog.
And it's 9 times out of 10.
I'm telling you.
Not you'd like
papi. I've had a nigga stop me. I said that in the Brent Fires interview I did. Where, and I don't know if I talked about that, I'm horrible. And they go, really, stop me. He's like, don't call me Poppy. You ain't mean.
It's weird depending on the person.
I hated that.
I don't like Poppy. Like, I'll stop a nigga from calling me mommy. Nigga, say something else in Spanish. And if you don't know what to say, and I don't went through Spanish 1 and 2 in high school and college, nigga.
There you go.
If you don't know more than 4 sentences in Spanish, you can't call me mommy.
Not sentences.
And that used to be the problem. You know what,
we can do donde eres.
No, bitch. You know a bitch used to live in the Bronx. Niggas would love, no, English, please.
Can I be honest? I feel like mommy is like, I don't take that. Like,
I'm not calling you mommy, dirt.
Bro, mommy is.
No. Spanish, like, M-A-M-I.
M-A-M-I is.
Like, niggas holler at me and say that. I don't know. I don't really. No, yeah.
Only uptown. I now live in
Queens. Maybe because,
I
like, I actually associate mommy like that with, like, New York niggas.
Yeah. It's New York shit. 100%. I hate it, but it's because they all, even when they black, they go up to Dykeman.
You know what,
they
the Haitian niggas be calling me, Shelly. I like that shit. Wait. Speak French.
Not Haitian niggas. You got one Haitian nigga. Calm down.
That's not true.
She's, oh, you got multiple Haitian niggas?
Hospital dick was Haitian. Oh. And I've talked to some Haitian niggas. There's a lot of niggas that don't make the podcast.
Okay. Damn, that's a lot of niggas.
A lot of Creole in her pussy.
Like, I'm just saying, like, if I'm just
you said a lot of Creole in her pussy.
I didn't say they were in it.
Edit said some Creole.
Slap
your mama. What about slap your mama?
Slap your mama Creole seasoning.
Okay, I don't know if it's Haitian.
See what I mean? See what
that
I mean?
Sound, that's
she
giving
said,
New
she
Orleans.
She said, I had a nigga from New Orleans.
No.
But no, if they're Haitian, the fact that you still sit on this pod months later, years later, and act like you all know about Haitian spaghetti, you're dealing with Haitian Americans.
100%.
What? They do
not
what?
Some against,
the Haitian spaghetti. On the beach. The same island.
On the fucking beach.
Just, there's just a divide, but it's the same island.
On the
How are you fucking all these Haitians and ain't none of them niggas made you Haitian spaghetti yet?
Why would a nigga make me that?
Because it's good. That's my mama dated a Haitian. I got Haitian spaghetti growing up. And I said, can you make the Haitian spaghetti? I liked it. No, I enjoyed it.
I've had a nigga make me that black rice. I don't know what it's called. Y'all know what I'm talking about? Haitians don't know.
Negro benos.
No, there's like a black rice. It's a mushroom rice. It's like
a mushroom rice. Jujon.
What's it called?
Jean-Jean. It's
because I fuck Haitian.
Look, not the.
And
Jean-Jean.
I've been to France, ho.
Not the Jean-Jean.
Whatever it is.
And the black rice.
The Zozo and the Jean-Jean. That's what I want. Mm. Introduce me to your mama.
Not the Jean-Jean.
Just give me some food.
Oui, oui. Oh, yeah, it does have fungi in it.
You know,
not it fungi. It's called mushrooms.
Whoa.
Oh, sorry. Fungi is
now weird. You calling them dirty. That's so disrespectful.
How?
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Okay, let's get into the horrible decision. So a few weeks ago, we had the most full moon we've ever had. It was like, I think it was in 40 years. No, it was the closest proximity the moon was to the Earth. So
they lying.
Okay.
It's why we haven't gone back to the moon. No. They don't know where the moon was. That's why we haven't gone back. I literally, cool.
Did you look
that's good that you're bringing this up. That's why we haven't gone back. Somehow the scientists are saying
they can't find
the latitude and longitude of the moon, which is why we've never gone back, which is why we only have this bullshit ass video of them on the moon. It's false. So for them to say this was the closest that the moon has been to us,
no.
If they knew where it was, why we ain't hop on it?
Are you trying to say the moon doesn't exist?
I'm not saying the moon doesn't exist. I'm saying that they lied about going to the moon.
Nigga,
no, G shit.
This is
G shit.
All of the fucking lies from science and the moon is the one you argue about.
The moon landing, bro, that was fake. It was at a studio in Hollywood where you at now, bitch. They lied. They lied. And let me tell you
why. It was at WTF and them niggas put it together.
Let me tell you why. They went on the moon, I don't know, back in the 60s or something like that. There's video of this evidence. However, we are now in 2022. When did they walk on the moon? Give me that date.
Was it not 1969?
There we go.
So I was not
thought, okay, go ahead. She would know 69. She kept that in the back of her head.
Bitch, you should have known it too, huh?
I know because they didn't really go. They gave us that date. They said the video's edited. Let's tell everyone we went there this day. But literally, you saying that the moon was the closest to us, scientists have literally come out and said, we never went back to the moon because we can't catch the latitude and longitude of the moon. And so for them to lie to you with your fucking moons and stars face ass, talk about the moon was the closest it's ever been.
The July
full moon.
Then
why did we not go? Why did we not go to the moon if they knew where the fuck the moon was?
The July full moon, also known as the buck moon, was approximately
the buck moon? You
the
said
buck.
Oh.
Approximately 222,000 miles from Earth on Wednesday. That is nearly 17,000 miles closer to Earth than it is on average.
They be lying. Go ahead, talk about how the moon was closer.
So
we should have went to the moon if it was closer.
It was a full moon. And I don't really be doing much full moon shit. But I was like, you know what? I ain't gonna lie, Questlove fucked me up because this nigga be talking about mad. He talks about so much deep shit that I was like, man, like, and he's posted a lot of it, but like that nigga really lives that life. And he was talking about it and he was like, yo, this is what you gotta do. This is how you gotta get your shit right. I was like, all right. So basically wrote down 25 to 50 things that I wanted to let go of and burned it under the full moon. And I also charged some moon water just for a little fun, just for a little razzle down.
What is moon water?
Is it like USB or?
It's like holy water.
So I just
it's
got
like
a,
where you just
I got a jar of water And I put it under the full moon. And when the moon was going down, I picked the moon back up. And like, you're supposed to drink a little bit every day, or you can clean your crystals with it or whatever.
Is this America? Is this like where we're at now? Like,
I mean, I'll be real with you. Like, I don't know, like, if it's fucking real or if it's not, or if it's fucking hilarious that I'm doing it.
That's fine.
But to me, it's just like, I kind of like rituals, and I'm not going to like pray to anything, because that's not something that really feels like.
Can we put you on the floor right here?
For me?
And I put my, I'm going to put my fingers under you like this.
Hey.
Do you know where I'm going with this?
Levitate.
Light as a feather, stiff as a board. Light as a feather, stiff as a board. Light as a feather. And technically, you should rise. That's what they happened in the movie.
I'm not a witch.
That's what moon water and crystals is, witch shit. That's
I'm not doing any
spells.
You just
said you like rituals. It's giving colder witch. What else?
I mean, a ritual is praying too.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yes, it is.
So I'm just saying, I don't.
And them is cults too, baby.
I ain't saying they aren't. I'm just saying, like, I just wanted to do this for myself. I ain't praying. I just talked about what I wanted to what I didn't want.
Okay.
But anyway, I bring that up because I feel like we talked about future fucking and like basically. Huh?
Like the rapper?
I would never fuck Future. Nevadavius, what up? Nevadius, whatever the nigga
name. Be real. I'm not saying
fuck him.
I'm not saying I would.
Would you fuck him?
Okay, let me finish.
Would you fuck him?
I feel like.
She's like, would you fuck him though?
Wait, wait, wait. Can I just tell you what I'm saying? Okay. As someone that likes dreads, who am I to say?
Bro.
I don't know who I could turn down. That's all I mean. There's like a lot of niggas in the world that.
Knowing that you know who he's been in the public, how he's been as a baby father, how he's.
I don't want to say. I'm just trying to be honest here.
But how he looks without glasses. Have you seen him without the glasses?
I still think.
How
actually,
would you fuck
I think
him?
He's
she
cute.
Would. She would.
Do you?
But also, like, I don't know if back then he was as cute as he is now, but like, he definitely got the. He got a look now.
He got the look now because he got bunny. Just
I
like
think
Drake.
He's handsome.
Drake got a BBL.
I think he looks better than Drake.
You
though.
Look better when you have money. That's why we came in.
Is Future ugly?
No, little. To me, his energy makes him.
So I'm just saying, like, if I was just out at a club and he hollered at me, no, I don't know. But then also
like Eden, we saw your ID yesterday.
Oh,
you look, you're making money this? Now. But what I'm saying is men look better when they make money too.
That's so crazy.
Oh, I'm bringing that up on the mic. Yo, host, that nigga look like Josue right now. He look like he could be Julio.
Julio.
You know what I mean? He got a little lineup and shit. No, Julio.
Not Julio Iglesias.
Wait, we got to put the Don.
No, not.
Come on, Don, Julio. No, but you look better. It's clear you're making more money.
I was also 16.
Oh, you were
the top. Bro, you. Never mind. I don't want to say it.
Nah, say it.
The shit I was going to say was giving Andrew Schultz.
Say it.
You look like you was working hard in the sun every day in that picture.
I do. I do look, yes.
You. 1,000%. You were you were fresh off of it.
It looks like,
and I don't want to say the word. It starts with a B.
The butt.
The boat.
Why would you say it?
Why would you say it? We gonna bleep that out. Let's bleep
what
out.
What the fuck is a TV show?
It okay,
is.
You're right.
That's fine.
Fresh off the boat.
Not that I speak for all Latinos.
Hey, my daddy fresh off the boat. He just off the Israeli.
My daddy is too. He here on a green card. I ain't gonna hold you. Wait.
We it all, doesn't count if we're talking shit because technically it's like our own kind.
It is our own kind. We all have parents that are fresh off the boat.
I'm sure I have some Latino in me.
I mean,
you've had a Latino in you.
Yeah. I have.
That's right, Mandy. Bow.
Bow.
Bow, 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 bow. Big drip. I'm going to love a little bit, bitch.
Yeah.
Hey. Okay. So,
Mandy,
all right.
Y'all, she's running out of line today. You see, where is my phone? Damn, my phone is charging.
So the list of things to let go and then burn it. These are just my things that I had to let go of. And it wasn't like necessarily love, but one, feeling unwanted in love. This to me is like a big one where like I think that people like hold a lot of the past, so they're anticipating that the next person, they're like, nobody wants me, XYZ. Like I even get in that mindset sometimes when I'm just like going through a breakup or whatever, but normal. That is something I burned, because even though I don't feel it right now, I might feel it at some point. And I was like, I know that I've talked myself down a hill, you know what I'm saying? And I think a lot of us have done that when we've had a really bad experience and we just can't help but feeling unwanted. And sometimes we make everything about us when it's not really, you know, like.
I've learned that through therapy.
Feeling rejected
is
just a thing that we all experience, and it's not always about you. And making things about you, that self-pity and self-deprecation is like some shit that like, I don't know if I'll ever get over. I hope I do, but it's probably my biggest.
What do you want to get over?
Just if I make things about me when there's problems. if I'm making things about me, like, oh, it's my fault and blah, 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 things I can't control, then I start getting that I'm not this, I'm not X, Y, Z, and maybe just feeling totally unworthy. Like, I think the last time I did it that I can remember specifically was I had someone in my life that needed space, and I was like, oh my God, they're not into me. Then I started comparing myself to someone else they dated. Oh, I'm this, or maybe I'm not as attractive, or my body type's not like this, or it's because I have a sex podcast. Like, it's just everything that weighs on me. And I have to remember that, like, it's just one little thing that person said, stop making it about you, right? Like, you have to sometimes live in the reality, like, okay, this person spends time with me, so they do like me. They're calling me to see me, but just like having space, it's okay. And it's something natural. I've asked for it. Mm-hmm. So why am I now making this about me? But when I totally wrap my head around it being me, I just go like,
can I ask you though,
because
this was the issue in my last relationship, what does space look like to you?
I think space means
that- how many days, how many hours, what's the time frame when someone says I need space, because maybe they're trying to figure out their thoughts, right? And this is, I broke up with this nigga because he said he needed space. I gave him 2.5 days. Okay, now we're done. And I blocked him. Because to me, it was too much space to where I was like, we done did this now 8 times. We broke up and got together. I would like to talk through something. I would like for us to work through something. And so when someone tells you, yo, I need space, is there a time limit on how much space you give them in a relationship? I'm not talking about a business. I'm not talking about a friendship. Because I've had friendships where there was so much space that was given that now I see this friendship wasn't worth shit, and I'm good on it now.
Yeah, it'd be like,
and I actually just did that with my relationship. So when you're in a relationship with someone and someone does need their space, I know how you live right now. You don't live with someone and you're on a bi-coastal like schedule and you work a lot. So when someone genuinely needs space, it's not like you're all up under them. How much space do you really grant somebody
sometimes
when they say that?
Space is like, for example, I've said that old bae was dead to me and I'll never get back with that nigga, but dead to me as in I couldn't even speak to him, right? I was like, fuck that. Now I let him watch Nina and we're cool. But my space from him after finding out that shit when he was with that fucking married whore Maggie.
Bro, you were getting real serious and then you had to
I can tell
throw
you
the shade.
But that space was almost 90 days. It was almost 3 months.
3 months.
And he had emailed me. He was texting me. And we've had a lot of conversation since because I can't remember how we spoke again. But basically, he was like, oh, it was when he sent me the Prada collar, which is a damn shame. But I was like, you know what? I am going to Ruth's Picnic. Come watch this dog. But he was like, yo, I didn't really understand. Like, you said you needed space before. I thought you were coming back. I thought you were going to talk to me. Like, you're like my friend. And I was like, yo, you felt like my family. So I couldn't believe you lied and did X, Y, Z. But he was like, I didn't know how much space you need. I didn't know how much space I need. When I said that.
But you got space to the point where you, to me, you spaced yourself out of your relationship. Which is why I'm asking you this. Because if you said it was 3 months, 3 months and really sitting with your thoughts by yourself.
So, I mean, he did something terrible to me.
Right.
But there's another world where my space has been a week.
Okay.
And I think two and a half days isn't enough. I think people, one, need a chance to miss you.
Oh, not when we break up every month and a half. And y'all heard it for the last year. You
no,
got
I mean,
space
fair.
Every month and a half?
But
nah, nigga.
Also, the thing, too, with
no
space,
more.
Right? Like, it could be two things. It could be space from hanging out every day because we just had that couple last week and he was like, yo, it's been 2.5 weeks. You need to go home. It could be just not maybe talking like, oh, I think I had a situation where I was like, let's talk on Friday. We had a date to look forward to. That's a good thing for someone that is scared to tell somebody they need space because that thing that you felt of when, what, like.
Well, no, then let me be a little bit more, not so vague. When there's an issue that arises, when there's a disagreement, when you know one of the parties is upset and something else the other party did, what is the space for you to get your thoughts together? Because that's different from we have a date plan, we're doing
so
this,
that
or
actually
we just need
reinforces
to separate.
What I was going to say.
Okay.
Because if there's an actual thing.
Thing, yes.
If it happens on Sunday, I'm going to be like, yo, I'm really angry right now and I need to table this shit. Let's talk and have dinner on Thursday. I probably won't want to talk
okay.
to you till then. I don't
okay.
want to hear from you. Don't click on my story.
Not even text messaging.
No.
Because then a lot of, like, and I kind of feel like, nigga, we send good morning, good night text every day.
Right. That's your relationship.
And your means of being upset, your partner cannot hit you for 3 days straight. Not even on some.
If there's a real thing that I need space for.
Wow.
Now, Old Bay didn't know how to respect my space and he would still send me good morning and good night things.
I still want that.
Because he thinks I wanted it.
Okay.
But there were a lot of times where I kind of did, but there were other where I was like, damn, he really won't fucking leave me alone. Like, I would be out not thinking about the situation, feeling a little better and almost missing him. And then he would hit me up and I'd be like, damn, you just can't fucking do what I'm asking. You're violating my boundaries. Like, my boundaries, don't hit me up. One of the problems with hospital dick and I is like, he would tell me he needed space and he would contact me when he's ready. And I was just so thirsty to fuck, to be honest, because he just has the best dick ever, that I would just be like, oh my God, I'm thinking about, and I'd send a song or some shit. And he'd be like, yo, like, I'm thinking about you too, but like, fuck, now you make me feel anxiety about responding when I actually wanted a moment. And that nigga's right. That was probably one of the worst things I've ever done to somebody, is not listen to what they're asking. And I think men and women can't do that, because with women, their head spirals. And with men, their ego, they feel like they're going to lose you.
Yep.
Like, all Old Bay thought is I was going to go to the club and suck a dick.
Mm-hmm. Damn, I feel like I'd be so much of a nigga. Huh? All the time.
Huh?
What?
You might have.
Oh, might have sucked a dick?
Yeah.
I mean,
anyway,
if you give me enough space, nigga, I'm letting the Snapchat flow.
Oh,
hey. God. Oh, I'm responding and everything. Like, and that was my problem with the break.
Snapchat. Real whores use Snapchat.
I love it.
Yes.
Oh, bitch, I'm famous now. I'm not sending nudes regularly.
Any nigga I know that cheats on their girl uses Snapchat.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Same.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, anyway, let's get into the home mail. It's a short one. And I think, I don't know what to say. Home mail. Okay, I'm a straight woman for the most part, but I have this recurring dream about me fucking bitches like over and over and over and over.
Oh, yeah.
And it's an every night type of thing, and it's low-key confusing the absolute fuck out of me. I'm reading it like the punctuation is given. Like, last night I had a dick I was fucking this girl.
I had a dick I was fucking this girl?
Yep, last night I had a dick I was fucking this girl. It was cool. So realistic. It kept slipping out and everything. What do you guys think it means?
That you listen to this pod too much and you want to peg somebody, for one.
No.
But also, I think...
about women.
No, but that's what I'm saying. She said she got a dick. You could... Oh, strap a woman. Sorry. Shout out to Jade. I think that she has a desire to be with women. And I'm going to say it like I said to Medina. I feel like she's fighting her gay. And there's a lot of women that maybe due to upbringing...
But Medina doesn't seem like someone that wouldn't want to be with... women.
Yeah, but to have a dream about women and now you're confused why you're having all these thoughts about women, and maybe you've never been with a woman. Maybe you've been fighting this gay urge that you've had to be with women for a long time, and maybe you don't subconsciously. You'd be surprised how many people have heard gay is bad, lesbian is bad, monogamy is the way to go, man and woman, that's the way to
live. Also, not knowing how to navigate it, there might be you didn't give us enough backstory. It's kind of funny. Yours is too short, other people be too long. I don't know. But I think some backstory that would have helped is, like, one, have you ever had an experience with a woman? Two, do you have friends that are gay? Where the fuck do you live? Can you explore? Do you have a job where you can't put yourself on apps or something like that? Like, honestly, when I was, like, ready to what do you call it? Dabble in the what pool?
Dabble in the lady pool.
Yeah. Dabble in the lady pool. I would just go on apps and swipe first because that was all I can handle. And then it got to messaging, and then finally I was able to go on a date. But I've only had in my life two dreams where I've had sex with someone I didn't want to have sex with in the dream. And like, people, I'm talking people I wasn't attracted to, like forbidden shit. Like, one of them was this ugly guy I work with. And I was like, I don't know where it came from. But anyone else I've ever had sex with in a dream, I wanted to fuck subconsciously.
Hmm.
So I know
I feel like you've shared a dream about us fucking, but carry on.
Maybe that was one of the two.
Like y'all two?
Hmm.
I had a dream that we had sex.
I think you shared it on the pod.
I could believe that.
Maybe.
Yeah. You horny.
Yeah. She be just horny.
Yeah, you be
just a horny person.
And
I just, the wind blows. I'm like. I had a dream that I had sex with someone who works here. And I was like.
Is it Dave?
I can't tell you who it was.
It was Dave.
No, there's an HR issue. You, like, she can't say who she had a dream she fucked of her employee.
Thank you, Mandy.
It was Dave.
Like, it was an HR issue.
It was definitely Dave.
But I remember when it happened. Why did you think Dave?
I don't know.
Actually think Wolf, because Wolf is handsome.
Well, my first guess would have been Yomi, but then she's
and like, Wolf got the the dreads, bitch.
She said that because I'm about the dreads. Just because I fuck niggas that look like him.
See what I mean?
However,
just because I fuck niggas that look like him, that doesn't mean
no. That's why she guessed that.
Bro, he has dreads. You just said I love dreadheads.
Well, there's like 8 people that work for WTS.
But so only one got dreads.
Thank God I've never had a dream about fucking Alex because I feel like I'd be so scared. I'm actually really tired of people like wanting to like make us be together. It's actually really exhausting. Do you have any male friends in your life that people keep? Oh, why aren't you guys together?
No.
it's fucking.
I mean, it was a problem when like when I first signed to the Joe Budden Network, everyone thought I was fucking Joe. I would never fuck Joe. But everyone thought we were fucking. No, absolutely not. I had a boyfriend at the time.
People do that though, bro. But
that was a right weird there. One that people were like, oh, and I was like,
you know what's funny? I think the reason that I've always pushed myself on Maul as a joke is because I hang out with Rory so much and people always have said I'm fucking Rory. They'll fucking tag Sam and shit who I'm cool with. Just weird shit.
That's some weird shit.
So I think that actually is probably why in my brain I'm over the top about Maul. So they just stop.
Well, I'm glad you brought that out because Maul is cool with niggas that I fuck, actually. Mm. And so I had to be like, Maul is just my friend. Like, oh, no, he knows some of my work because they his friends.
Mm-hmm.
And it like was like, I don't want, but because of the podcast space, me hanging out with the nigga, them niggas got jealous. And I'm like,
of course they did.
It's Maul, bro.
I don't know. And also like, I'm not really conscious of how I make things look when I'm not fucking you. Does that make sense?
Mm.
Like when I'm fucking someone, I'm like, wow.
No, you be flirting, bitch. You be making it seem like you fuck everybody.
I know. That's the funny part. Because I don't, if I'm not fucking you, what am I worried about?
That's true.
But like, I think someone said to me once, like, because Alex will sleep on my couch when he comes to LA. I didn't have a 2-bedroom at the time. So I would like post him or shit with Nina and people be like, are you fucking that nigga? Like,
oh, come on.
How would I post him?
I ain't gonna hold y'all. If y'all think I'm fucking a nigga, go through my follows. No nigga, I'm fucking right now. Do I follow? Boom.
Talk about it.
Now, some of them I want to fuck, but I don't fuck yet. So y'all think one of these niggas I'm talking about.
Who do you want to fuck?
I told y'all and I'm following him. As soon as I fuck that nigga, I'm following him. I said it. Literally, if y'all be on here trying
as
to
soon
guess.
As I'm, that's a manifestation.
No, I was going to say, that's a manifestation right now.
Oh, damn.
You didn't even realize you did it. That's what manifesting is.
I got to say following him.
No.
Because they going to know. They going to know. I'm going to just mute him.
Girl, we all know what you're talking about. What you mean?
I want that little West Coast nigga. I don't even think he did like that.
I bet you he's going to wear Converse right to your hotel.
He's too cool. But.
Vans.
But the niggas that I fuck, don't follow them at all.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a little tip for you motherfuckers.
Hurt you bad.
No, that us.
I mean, I believe.
Well, first off, some of them done blocked me and then we went back. So they just never unblocked me.
That's a good move.
Niggas block you.
Oh yeah, I'm blocked because I be talking crazy to these niggas. Fuck these niggas. But this pussy so good, they come back. Like literally niggas will be like, so you gonna put me on your podcast again? Nigga, you want me to suck your dick or not?
Mm-hmm.
Like literally, you may or may not be brought up, mm-hmm. but at the end of the day, do you mind being brought up on the podcast or do you want that dick sucked?
How do they know we're talking?
Bitch.
Who's sending, like, I know these niggas ain't listening to an
but
hour
that's the thing,
episode.
We don't even say
what
names.
What bitch be sending it?
They're pet detectives.
You the fucking mole, ho.
No, I mean, that's moles. We don't say names, but that's why I said it.
Whole time.
And you saw me on a live. Mm-hmm. Nigga, I'm about to start coming up. My group of niggas moving from this point forward will be called the boys. No, not from the Hulu movie. I'm coming up with superhero names for all the niggas I fuck, and I'm not telling y'all the truth.
Okay.
So I'm super excited. I'm going to come up with different, like, careers that they have and all that shit. I'm gonna
Luke
y'all
Cage.
I'm going to throw y'all bitches off. Okay. I'm going to give y'all just their superpowers. That's going to be the next phase of this pod. Instead of saying, like, what they do or what they look like and all that shit.
Captain
Niggas
Lord.
About to have superhero names. Mm-hmm. I'm excited.
Speaking of fake jobs, before we get out of here, Lambo's like, I can't believe you told bitches I'm a dope dealer. I was like, but you
I mean, sorry I didn't get
I was like,
all of
I mean,
your
you
flashes.
Kind of dabble in music, but like, you're not a fucking I feel so bad, but like, you know every drug dealer got a front. Whatever, bro. Like, fuck. I'm sorry. I didn't
invite you to his studio session.
Sorry, you made a beat and now suddenly you're fucking a beat.
Not you made one beat.
Okay.
Was it a really good beat?
Did he get landed?
I mean, he let you beat. And he nutted at you.
Oh. He beat that pussy
whoa,
up.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
And he did it with more than one beat, bitch.
Thank you so much for watching Horrible Decisions.
Before we get out of here,
it
guys.
It has been a pleasure.
Yes. Before we get out of here, make sure you guys check us out. We are flooding the streets this month. That's right, in the month of August, or maybe it's next month. I don't know. But in August, we have two opportunities for you guys to come see us. We are going to be a part of the Envision Festival. That's ENVSN Festival in Brooklyn. That is taking place August 13th and 14th. Get your tickets now. You can get one of the 2 days or you can get both days. That is envisionfestival.com. And then be sure as well, if you haven't yet, pussy assholes, whorehive, I need y'all to turn the motherfuck up so Black Effect sees who the fuck they signed.
Mm-hmm.
Black Effect Podcast Festival, baby, August 28th.
I mean, for real.
Come and check us out. And we need the whorehive strong. I want to see the shirts. I want to see the signs. I want to see...
Oh, God, don't bring up a sign.
I'm sorry, PTSD, sorry. I would like to see new signs.
Value add. The nigga said they brought value to our show, girl, that we've been doing.
Girl, anyway. Get your tickets now. That is blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. It's taking place Sunday, August 28th. We're going to be joined with 85 South, Big Facts, We Talk Back, Reasonably Shady, all the shit. So get your ticket. Those links will be in the description of this episode. Make sure you also join us on Patreon. That's patreon.com/horrible decisions.
For the updated tea, Heaney.
Bing.
Well, we got to do an episode when I'm in Europe. Hopefully, Bing. I have a fucking amazing gangbang, but who knows?
And there we go. Well, guys, we'll leave you with a 5-minute bonus clip from our Patreon. And this has been yet another episode of Horrible Decisions.
Bye.
Bye. Yeah, any of y'all use saran wrap? Any of y'all use anything else as a condom without having a condom? I'm just curious.
We want to talk about jail, Mandy. Actually, that's everywhere everyone's head is. That's giving Orange is the New Black.
Jail, bro, because y'all not to do that.
It's more fun. Let's all give our jail tips, just in case you go.
I don't want no jail tips.
Mine is go on a full stomach. Because you're not going to want to eat that shit.
Bro.
Okay, anybody else got one?
Bro, we're not doing this. We're not doing jail tips because I'm not going to jail, bro. I was defending myself. I was defending my friend and me.
Mm.
It was fucked up about it is, the first thing I'm going to say is, I paid my full tab and tipped $10.
The fuck is wrong with Barry? Bitch, with this damn?
I'm going to say, I paid my whole fucking bill, bitch, so I don't even know why the fuck I'm here. Shit.
Damn. You hold on. Watch your tone with the judge, though. Good point. Good
and
one.
No, I'm going to watch my tone. I'm going to go in there and be really, really nice. Damn.
No, because the judge might try you.
Time. Yo, my nigga.
What, nigga?
Quick.
I'm going to go in with a full belly. No liquor. I won't drink that morning.
Mandy, don't even go have a nice meal and have one cocktail because you don't know how to shut the fuck up when you're drunk.
Bro, first off, I don't be drunk off one cocktail, bitch. I does this.
Okay.
Hello.
Would y'all date?
Okay, so you know what I'm going to do?
Okay.
I'm going to drink green tea that morning. Green tea always, like, make you calm and shit. That's what they always give you is, like, some green tea. I'm going to take some green tea.
That's what they give you.
And I'm going to work on making my voice higher so it's not so raspy and
dog, the bending is crazy. If you fucking get, let's just say they like want to keep you to like court on Monday.
Can y'all stop putting this into the universe? I am.
They made me cough and spread my own pussy hole, bitch.
Bro,
that shit was crazy.
It is going to be thrown out and that's what it's going to be. Everything else y'all niggas is saying is for the birds. And
what
you know
the fuck? I damn near had to get pregnant for content. You can't just go to jail for 2 days.
No, bitch, I got work to do, ho. I'm going to places for research purposes. I just went and saw Burlesque. I'm about to go to Times Square and see one of the peep shows. I am going. Bitch, throughout the pandemic, I was at a sex club every 2 weeks. Fuck you, bitch.
That's
I'm out here.
That's what you need to go to jail for.
Getting content for the motherfucking podcast.
That's what you need to go to jail for, bitch.
For what?
They didn't even make a vaccine yet, Mandy was in that club.
There were 15 people. They followed state guidelines.
Hey, when Mandy was at the sex club, Pfizer was still Viagra's fucking brand, okay? Like, we didn't know what the fuck was going on.
Well, anywho, y'all, it is now
easy ain't get pregnant for us. First of all, bitch, I'm definitely not pregnant. That See, nigga told look, me today, though. He said, oh my God, what the fuck is wrong with Barry?
I'm over Barry.
Not the mugshot.
Barry is in another screen. I can't even see Barry. Thank God.
Oh, he got your mugshot up with the height.
Oh, wait, never mind. He's in the corner. I see that little... You know what? Barry, we're not going to do this no more. We just not.
So your honor a whole lot. Good tip. Anyway, that nigga basically told me that.
You know, I got in trouble in jail because I kept saying, Mr. Officer, Mr. Officer. And he had to come over and tell me, you see these blue stripes on my arm? I am sergeant to you. I was like, you think, I said, nigga, I don't go to jail. I don't know the difference between an officer and a sergeant and a lieutenant. Nigga,
Andy called the doctor a nurse. That's what she did.
No, what's crazy is I was
say
like,
again.
Oh, let me mute everybody. We got some new people in here. Hold on.
I thought Barry was getting cut.
All right, unmute yourself, Wheezy. This is our first time, by the way. We have almost 200 people in the room with us for this town hall. So thank all of you for tuning in for the first time. Hopefully not the last time.
Thank me for opening that fucking Zoom pussy up.
Not Zoom pussy. Anyway,
by the way, for those of you who just jumped in, I apologize. Like, we did an add-on and I guess it just didn't attach. So now we're good and we should be good from here on out. I do have an update. I have to get my blood checked before lipo. And I don't know if you guys know about my, I know you know I'm allergic to eggs, but I have a serious fear of like getting an IV, like the blue tape, the whole thing, whatever. I reacted so badly to trying to get my blood taken that I was like, yo, like it was really intense. It was bad. Like I was shaking. The guy told me to come back in a week and get Xanax, like literally come on a Xanax. He was like, you're bugging out. And I was getting so scared and freaking myself out so much that I felt like I'm not ready for it to be next Friday. So I pushed the date a little bit.
You pushed it up?
Yeah. Right now it's like end of March. Hopefully Sex Sells season 2 doesn't film around then, but I was like bugging the fuck out, bro. Like my reaction was so crazy that like I was hyperventilating. I couldn't even drive myself.
Not you about to film Sex Sells in a Faja, bitch.
Girl, that's what I'm saying. Like I'm pissed because I thought I was going to be...
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.